info pour chacun, VOA Afrique. Hello and welcome to lesson number 85 of English USA. Bonjour et bienvenue à la leçon numéro 85 d'English USA. Aujourd'hui, Martin Lerner se trouve chez un agent de voyage, en anglais, a travel agent. Il parle de ses prochaines vacances. They are speaking about his next vacation. Or his next trip, son prochain voyage. Au cours de cette leçon, vous apprendrez à faire la distinction entre une action qui s'est déroulée dans le passé et une action qui se passe dans le présent. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington au micro Michel Joseph. Au cours de cette leçon, vous allez apprendre à comparer les actions qui se sont déroulées dans le passé et celles qui se passent au présent. Vous apprendrez aussi à utiliser des expressions qui montrent la contradiction. Martin Lerner parle avec un agent de voyage, a travel agent, au sujet de ses prochaines vacances. Il compare les voyages qu'il a déjà faits avec ceux qu'il voudrait effectuer prochainement. I'd like to go to Europe, dit-il. J'aimerais aller en Europe. Écoutons leur conversation.
How may I help you?
I'd like to go on a trip to Europe.
Is this trip for business or vacation?
It's a holiday with my family.
How many members of your family?
A wife and two children.
How old are the children?
They're teenagers.
Are they students?
Yes.
It makes a difference, you know. How long will you be staying in Europe?
Altogether, 3 weeks, I think.
That's good. That makes it cheaper.
But not all in one place.
How will you be traveling in Europe? By air?
No, not by air. I think we'll travel by train and bus.
That's fine. I can help you with that, too. Have you traveled in Europe before?
A long time ago, when I was a university student.
Did you study in Europe?
No, I just traveled in the summer with friends. I'm sure it's very different now.
In what way?
Travel must be much faster now.
There are some very fast trains now. I think that bus travel may be slower than it was 20 years ago.
Why?
The roads are so crowded. There are many more cars. The buses must be more careful. Of course, the modern buses are more comfortable.
How?
They have television. They have toilets. They serve food. Not like the old buses.
I like to travel by train. Can we travel most places by train?
It depends on the country. There are a lot of trains, but not as many in the smaller towns.
It was much easier to travel by train in Europe than it was in the United States.
Oh, yes. It still is, but there aren't as many trains as there used to be.
Can we go by train to the major cities?
Of course, and to smaller cities, too. Just tell me where you want to go.
I think we'll go from north to south.
Would you like to start in England?
That's where I started 20 years ago.
That sounds good, then. You'll want to see how things have changed.
Things won't have changed that much.
There will be lots of changes.
I remember I didn't always like the food.
That will have changed. You can get all kinds of food everywhere, even fast foods.
My children will be happy then.
Everyone speaks English now. You can find someone who speaks English in all the countries.
But I want to practice my foreign languages. On my last trip, I didn't know anything but English.
That's fine, but everyone will want to try their English with you. You'll be very comfortable.
En comparant les actions en général, on peut, en même temps, montrer la différence qui existe entre elles. Par exemple, bus travel may be slower than it was 20 years ago. Il se peut que voyager en autobus prenne plus de temps que cela prenait il y a 20 ans. Bus travel may be slower than it was 20 years ago. Écoutez les exemples qui suivent.
Bus travel may be slower than it was 20 years ago. Of course, modern buses are more comfortable.
It was much easier to travel by train in Europe than it was in the United States.
There aren't as many trains as there used to be.
Répondez maintenant aux questions de Martin Lerner. Il vous demandera, Is your town noisy? Est-ce que votre ville est bruyante? Ensuite, il vous demandera, à propos du passé, Was your town noisier 10 years ago? Est-ce que votre ville était encore plus bruyante il y a 10 ans? Écoutez les différences et répondez.
Is your town noisy? Was your town noisier 10 years ago? Is your town busy now? Was your town busier 10 years ago?
Essayons de comprendre le contexte dans lequel se font les comparaisons, même si ce sont des comparaisons dans une même période. Have you traveled in Europe before? Avez-vous voyagé en Europe avant? Martin Lerner répond « A long time ago », il y a longtemps. Et il dit encore « It must be very different now ». Cela doit être très différent maintenant. « It must be very different now ». La question clé. « In what way ?» demande l'agent de voyage. « De quelle façon est-ce différent maintenant qu'avant ?» In what way? Something is different in what way? C'est une façon de commencer une conversation pour comparer certaines choses. Travel must be faster now than then. Le voyage doit se faire plus rapidement maintenant qu'avant. Travel must be faster now. Ce qui est impliqué, c'est « than another time », qu'à une autre époque. « There are some very fast trains now ». Il y a des trains très rapides maintenant. « Bus travel may be slower than it was 20 years ago ». Il se peut que le voyage en le cocard soit plus lent, « slower », qu'il l'était il y a 20 ans. Bus travel may be slower than it was 20 years ago. La comparaison, c'est slower than. The modern buses are more comfortable. Les bus modernes sont plus confortables. More, une autre expression comparative. How? Comment? Et la personne peut décrire comment. Autre comparaison, It was much easier to travel by train in Europe than it was in the United States. C'était plus facile. It was much easier to travel. Il était plus facile de voyager par train en Europe qu'aux États-Unis. Autre comparaison, there aren't as many trains as there used to be. Il n'y a pas autant de trains qu'il y en avait avant. There aren't as many trains as there used to be. As many as, autant que. Par exemple, un exemple que vous pouvez utiliser vous-même dans votre propre contexte. Are there more people in your town now than there were 20 years ago? Y a-t-il plus de personnes dans votre ville maintenant? Votre petite ville est-elle plus peuplée maintenant qu'elle l'était il y a 20 ans? Are there more people in your town now than there were 20 years ago? How about the village? Et votre village? Are there fewer people now than there were 20 years ago? Y a-t-il moins de personnes? Fewer. You have just heard part one of lesson number 85 of English USA. Vous venez d'entendre la première partie de notre 85e leçon d'English USA. In a few minutes, we'll be back for part two. Where would you like to take a trip? To the US? To the Caribbean? Choisissez l'endroit que vous aimerez visiter. Faites vos valises, pack your bags, and get ready to describe your dream vacation. Et préparez-vous à décrire les vacances de vos rêves when we come back. Stay with us! English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph. Welcome back to part 2 of lesson number 85 of English USA. Nous retrouvons Martin, qui est aujourd'hui chez un agent de voyage. Today, Martin Lerner is at a travel agent. Au cours de cette leçon, vous allez faire la distinction entre une action qui s'est déroulée dans le passé et une action qui se déroule dans le présent. Martin Lerner parle avec cet agent de voyage au sujet de ses prochaines vacances. Il a déjà voyagé en Europe, mais il aimerait y retourner. Beaucoup de choses ont changé en Europe, surtout les prix. Écoutez le reste.
Star Travel. May I call you later? I'm with another customer. Thanks. Now, where were we, Mr. Lerner? We were talking about food, weren't we?
There seems to be more international food now. Most Americans didn't eat other kinds of food in the past.
That's right. Now we have food from all over the world. The food in Europe won't surprise you. You can find anything your children want.
I want the children to have different experiences. I want them to see differences.
I don't think there are as many differences as there were in the past.
What do you mean?
It seems people are more alike. In the past, people ate different foods. They wore different clothes.
Now everyone looks the same, especially young people.
That's what I mean.
I'm worried about the cost.
Of course, air travel is expensive. We'll find the least expensive flights.
Can we find inexpensive places to stay overnight?
Yes, I think so.
20 years ago, some countries were not very expensive.
Not at present. Of course, some are a little more expensive than others, but most countries are about the same. 20 years ago, some places were not as developed as others. Now they're all developed.
Can we still find cheap places to stay?
Yes, and you can find less expensive places to eat. It won't be as cheap as it was 20 years ago.
It isn't as cheap here as it was 20 years ago either.
That's right. There's another difference in travel today. There are many more people traveling.
I'm not sure I'll like that.
I'm sorry, but it's true. Many places are very crowded now.
I want the children to see the important sights.
Of course.
We want to go in the summer. Should we choose another time?
Can you go another time?
Not really.
Can you go in early summer?
Maybe.
Or late summer? It isn't as crowded then. It's really crowded in the middle of the summer. Everyone is traveling then.
I'll need to talk to my family.
Écoutez ces phrases qui suivent. Vous comprendrez mieux le contraste qui existe entre différentes activités qui se sont déroulées dans le passé et celles qui se déroulent dans le présent. Par exemple, the travel agent says, l'agent de voyage dit, Now, we have food from all over the world. Maintenant, nous avons de la nourriture qui vient de partout dans le monde. In the past, people ate different foods. Dans le passé, les gens mangeaient des plats différents. They wore different clothes. Et portaient des habits différents. Martin Lerner dit, 20 years ago, some countries were less expensive. Il y a 20 ans, certains pays étaient moins chers. L'agent de voyage répond, Now, they are all developed. Ils sont tous développer. Écoutez.
Now we have food from all over the world. In the past, people ate different foods. They wore different clothes.
20 years ago, some countries were less expensive.
Now they're all developed.
En anglais, on utilise des mots comme now, maintenant, at present, présentement, ou bien then, ou à ce moment-là, dans le passé, in the past, dans le passé, pour montrer la différence ou le contraste entre les périodes de temps. Now, at present, then, in the past. On peut aussi utiliser des expressions comme 20 years ago, il y a 20 ans, pour montrer une période déterminée. Maintenant, répondez aux questions de Martin Lerner en essayant de faire le contraste entre le passé et le présent. Par exemple, il vous demandera « Where did you live 5 years ago? » Où habitiez-vous il y a 5 ans? « And where do you live now? » Et où habitez-vous maintenant? Répondez.
« Where did you live 5 years ago? And where do you live now? » How did you travel 5 years ago? And how do you travel now?
Take these brochures with you. Talk to your family. Can you come back in a few days?
Maybe next week. Is that all right?
Of course. Anytime. I will have more information at that time.
We'll decide when we can go.
That's important. I'll see you next week, then.
Thanks.
And that's it for lesson number 85 of English USA. Et voilà, nous sommes à la fin de la leçon numéro 85 d'English USA. Aimez-vous voyager? Do you like to travel? Préférez-vous la montagne ou le soleil et la mer? J'espère que vous avez l'occasion de prendre des vacances de temps en temps. Même si cela ne vous arrive pas souvent, imaginez le voyage idéal que vous voudriez faire. Visiter un pays où l'on parle l'anglais? Would you like to visit an English-speaking country? Décrivez comment vous préférez voyager. En train, en bateau ou par avion? How do you like to travel? By train, bus, plane, or boat? Have a good trip. Bon voyage. Until next time, goodbye.
Vous aimeriez mieux parler anglais? Écoutez Michel Joseph du lundi au vendredi à 21h temps universel, le samedi à 20h30 et le dimanche à 18h30 sur VOA Afrique.
VOA Afrique avec la meilleure musique et des infos de la Voix de l'Amérique. It's all about choice, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot of production.
Why are they loving you like this? Them don't see me, I just didn't waste my time. If I make you the mother of my kids, yeah. You know I love you, girl. You know I dey battle you, girl. They ask me why are they love you like this again. I say, you are my sweetness, I. And I go make you my princess, yes. God, now my witness. That's why I just did tell you, see my love. Remember, I tell you, see, they make my heart.
be together, it's like Google and searching. Honeymoon feelings, strings are touching. No more fronting, this you are wanting. People are beefing, but I'm not sending. See this love, I don't want to see the ending. Hey, you know that I'm scared I can't live without you. There's nothing in this whole world I would ever not do. I've seen the seven seas for you. Anything you want me to do, hey, you're to the make way.
Supposed to be close to me, make people not say now only you. Where they make my heart to shake. So supposed to call you my own wife and nobody else. I understand why I just to say, girl, you are my sweetness, and I go make you my princess. My God, I'm a witness. That's why I just to tell you, say my love.
Yeah,
I tell you, say make my heart.
Vous écoutez VOA Afrique.
Better why
VOA Afrique, la radio de tout le monde.
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. 낮에는 따사로운 인간적인 여자, 커피 한 잔에 여유를 아는 품격 있는 여자, 밤이 오면 심장이 뜨거워지는 여자, 그런 반전 있는 여자. 너는 선호해, 낮에는 너만큼 따사로운 그런 선호해, 커피 식기도 전에 원샷 때리는 선호해, 밤이 오면 심장이 터져버리는 선호해. 오빤 강남 스타일. 강남 스타일. 오빤 강남 스타일. 강남 스타일. 오빤 강남 스타일. Sexy lady. 오빤 강남 스타일. Sexy lady. 보이지만 놀 땐 노는 여자, 이때다 싶으면 묶었던 머리 푸는 여자, 가렸지만 웬만한 노출보다 야한 여자, 그런 감각적인 여자. 나는 선호해, 점잖아 보이지만 놀 땐 노는 선호해, 내가 되면 완전 미쳐버리는 선호해, 근육보다 사상이 울퉁불퉁한 선호해. 오빤 강남 스타일.